52 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 30 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang. Well, of course, Rock Hill is known as Football City USA. And tomorrow we have one of our teams who is heading to the 5A Division number 2 state championship. So this morning we're joined with head coach of the Northwestern Trojans, Paige Wofford. So welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what is the feeling going into the game tomorrow?
Yeah, excitement. The kids are excited. We're excited. You know, we're, excitement tempered with wisdom of knowing that it's going to be a very difficult football game. Irmo is a very good team. They've earned their way to be here. They're really good. And so, but excitement to try to represent the city of Rock Hill and to be there and to play for another one.
What do you know about Irmo in terms of y'all haven't faced them at all this year? What is an opponent that is similar to them that can help your guys maybe prepare for that? Or how do you prepare for an unknown team?
That's a good question. I think that Huff would be comparable. I think that South Point would be comparable to them. The better teams that we've played this year easily would be right up there with them. And Huff and South Point were two of the better teams we played this year. So I think they're right there with it. I think Ridgeview athletically, matches up with them. They've got a lot of team speed. They've got a lot of some size up front, some speed, where they need it, and their quarterback is a difference maker. So, they're a really good team.
I'm sure the journalists in the Columbia market are asking the same thing about y'all when they're interviewing Irmo, for sure.
From a head coach perspective, what does preparation for a game like this, how does that look or differ from how you prepared all season?
Well, this is different because we're playing on Saturday. So we had to kind of navigate that and the extra day of practice, which we used. Monday we went out and was a different day of practice for us because we went out and we made the corrections from the Friday night. Friday wasn't a perfect game for us. Beating Gaffney was great, but we didn't play perfect. And we were trying to make those corrections from the Friday night, which we normally don't have time to do during a game week because we're so concentrated on the next team. But we were given an extra day. We went out there and kept the rust off and still were able to get a good practice in. And then from then on, Tuesday just became our Monday practice. So we've been looking at it like that. So today is really our Thursday practice. Okay. We call it Perfect Thursday. Well, today's Perfect Friday. So we'll go out to there today and work on and really try to polish things up and make sure we've got everything set. And then tomorrow will be our Friday, like we've had previously in the school year without any school. We've kind of practiced for this game on with no school already. So looking forward to it, looking forward to the travel, looking forward to seeing our team performs.
Of course, Northwestern has been down this road before. How do you make this experience still exciting for the ones that have been down this road before and temper that with how the ball plays tomorrow? I mean, that's a lot of emotion for these high school boys to really have to comprehend with. They've got the athleticism for sure, but it's the mental part too that is also a big part of the game.
Agreed. I think that for my part, I don't really have to try to make them excited. I don't have to get them excited because they're hearing about it in the hallways, they're hearing about it at home, they're hearing about it on the social media, they're the focal point, this week of the city and the area because nobody else in the area is playing for the state championship. So I don't think I have to really try to get them excited for this game or excited for the experience. I think my job is to try to prepare them as best we can for the game tomorrow. Because when it comes down to it and what I've learned, this is my fifth state championship game. What I've learned is that it's a football game. That is the most important part. It's kind of like homecoming. Homecoming's nice, but it's really for the fans. And our job at homecoming is to win the football game. So our job tomorrow is to go out there and put our best foot forward and try to win this football game. And I think if we play well, we'll have a very good chance.
Now, I have been told that I need to ask you one question, and we've heard this.
Always a great precursor.
We've heard this term a little bit. Now, what does the Ninja Turtles have to do with Northwestern?
Yeah, we have four returning, three-year starting defensive linemen, and they're pretty good, and they're really tight, really good buddies, and they play very well on the field. So, four guys, there's four Ninja Turtles, so.
There you go. Just being them, the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I mean, it had to be something, right? I mean, I think they've kind of taken to it.
They were popular in the 80s.
That's right.
They're popular once again.
Sure.
Coach Paige Wofford is the head football coach for Northwestern High School. Of course, they're playing in the high school football state championship tomorrow at South Carolina State University. That's down there in Orangeburg. Coach, if folks have no idea about Northwestern football, here's your opportunity. What do you want folks outside of maybe Rock Hill to know about Northwestern football, about your football team, the personality, the skill set? What would you like them to know to help them cheer you guys on?
I think I'd like them to know that these kids are actual student athletes. We put a lot into the student part of student athlete at Northwestern, and you know that they're held accountable for their grades, they're held accountable for their behavior, they're held accountable on and off the field for their performance, and that they represent us, and that they can be proud of Northwestern, Northwestern football team, because for the kids that are on the team, they've gone through it. They've been through it. They have high expectations from starting from me and starting from our athletic department, starting from our principal and starting from, you know, Dr. Schmalzy, you know, and the entire Rock Hill School District 3, you know, organization. You know, when you see Northwestern football, I think you're going to see a class act. I think you're going to see people doing things the right way and people doing things, you know, the way you would want your son to have it done, son or daughter, you know, to have it done, you know, in an athletic program.
And talk about the accolades some of your players have received at the end of the season when their certain ones are honored.
Yeah, we have some all-stars. You know, Finley Polk has been chosen for the Shrine Bowl. Andre Pickett, one of the Ninja Turtles, has been chosen for the Shrine Bowl. Daniel Caldwell, one of our receiving core, one of our outstanding receiving core, was chosen for the North-South All-Star Game. You know, and then there's some individual accolades. You know, Finley was, I'm sure we'll have some all-state guys. That hasn't come out yet. We had a huge number of all-region selections that aren't announced until the final team in the region plays. So everybody's had to kind of hold off on that until Saturday. You know, Finley's been chosen as the Upper 5A Palmetto Champions Player of the Year. We had, you know, locally, Finley was the Player of the Year. Andre Pickett was the Defensive Lineman of the Year. You know, I'm going to miss a bunch of them. But, you know, we've had, when you have a season like we've had and we have a team like we have, Dimitri Putnam was the Charlotte Touchdown Club Student Athlete of the Year, which was a really, really nice thing at the Bronco Nagurski Award Ceremony this past Monday. Really an awesome award, and they did a great job, you know, honoring him for that. So, you know, the kids that come to Northwestern and like I said, that become seniors and go through the program, I think they're better for it, and I think the accolades are just a byproduct of that.
And you also got an honor, correct?
Okay. Yeah. I think they finally got around to me.
That's okay.
You know, I think if you're in the area long enough, then the Touchdown Club runs out of people to give it to. So they
that is not true.
No, that is not true. But
it's more of an award for the program, I think. Just to show, hey, you've got a really good football team, and we got to give it to somebody. So let's let's make the head coach rent a tux and come to Charlotte and stand in front of all these people. So well, they got their wish.
Being humble is a good look on you.
It is.
And I know if we didn't mention it, you wouldn't have mentioned it. And that's a class act there. Well, all right. Well, obviously go down to South Carolina State University, cheer on our Northwestern Trojans. Obviously, as Coach Wofford just said, it means a lot to have the support from the community. You know, it's to be the last school remaining playing in the state championship from our area. It's a lot on their shoulders, but they're used to it. They're built different, as we like to say a lot of times. And we just wish the Trojans so much success and luck. And of course, you can listen to it right here on all of our channels. And we're the home, of course, of Football City USA. And just good luck tomorrow, Coach.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And you know, if you want a whole day of football, you can head to D3 tomorrow. Our 8U team plays at 10 a.m. for the state championship. And at 1 p.m., our 10U team plays for the state championship. So, you know, we're trying to go 3 for 3 tomorrow.
Right.
And that's why we're Football City USA. If they're playing in the state championship at this age, it just feeds through the system, and they'll be playing one day for the high school state football championship. Good luck to you tomorrow, Coach, and the team. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
8:01 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 31 degrees.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.